This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is. The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's so good to be back. Now, I should do this before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, which I'm going to get to, and we're going to get to all this Secret Service testimony and stuff like that, from the stuff from today. I do need to give you a couple little notes here, and you're going to be mad about all of them. It's not my fault. Well, for the most part, it's not my fault, all right? You know, I was gone last Friday because I was traveling. I just want you to know, July, as far as my show, as far as doing shows goes, it's a nightmare. So here it is. I'm just laying it out for you. You can yell and scream. There's very little I can do about it. I won't be here Friday. Why won't I be here Friday? This one's my fault. I am having a 20-year reunion with my Marine Corps brothers. We are renting a house on a lake here in Texas. We're just going to go grill up some burgers, catch up on old times. We're having a Marine Corps reunion, so I won't be here on Friday. That's on me, obviously. I can't blame that on anyone else. Next week, I will not be here Monday through Wednesday. I'll be back on Thursday. All right, I'll be back on Thursday. Monday through Wednesday, I'll be gone. I'll be gone, and it's not my fault. I have been called out of town by the suits to do suit things. Now, these are all good things, you should know. No, I'm not in any trouble. These are very, very good things. Yeah, I'm not in trouble, Chris. I'm really not. These are very, very good things that mean good things for the future of the show. So you're sacrificing 3 days of the show for a longer, better future of the show. I'll just put it to you that way. So, look, after this, it should be okay. After this, until Christmas time, I don't foresee really anything else coming up. July is just a bad month. All right? All right. Now, time for Medal of Honor Monday. Every single Monday at this time, we do the exact same thing. We take a Medal of Honor citation and we read it. I said this before to you, but I'm going to say it again. All these are available online, and I got a bunch of emails last time saying, where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Just put it in an internet search. The Congressional Medal of Honor Society, I know that they have a website, but there are many, many websites where you can find all these online for free. I don't have some special radio access just because I'm an oracle. I don't have any of that. You can do this with your family. Just print them off and read them. I guess I don't have to date myself. You don't have to print them off. I guess you can read them right off of your phone or iPad or computer, whatever you're doing it on. But anyone can do these. And we take email suggestions. If you have ones you like or ones that have some relation to you, this one is, well, we got this email, what, back in December. Jesse, in honor of my grandfather, Milton Pence, who was a bar operator serving in the Corps and shot multiple times during the Battle of Falaise Pocket and taken prisoner, German command gave the order to execute the prisoners prior to the German retreat from the pocket. A German doctor saved my grandfather's life by hiding him in a wagon under a pile of straw. He was later discovered by advancing GIs. Milton was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart for his actions, In honor of all the men who served during the Battle of the Filet's Pocket, I request that you read the Medal of Honor citation for John Drew's Bud Hawk. And for my grandfather, please let the bar eat. His name is Kyle. Bar for you civilian types is a Browning automatic rifle, a heavy machine gun that was widely used in World War II. So, without further ado, U.S. Army, let's dig into it.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
John Drew's Bud Hawk. He manned a light machine gun on the 20th of August, 1944, near Chambeau, France, a key point in the encirclement which created the Filet's Pocket. I know I'm saying that wrong, by the way. During an enemy counterattack, his position was menaced by a strong force of tanks and infantry. His fire forced the infantry to withdraw, but an artillery shell knocked out his gun, wounded him in the right thigh. Securing a bazooka, he and another man stalked the tanks and forced them to retire to a wooded section. In the lull which followed, Sergeant Hawk reorganized two machine gun squads and, in the face of intense enemy fire, directed the assembly of one workable weapon from two damaged guns. When another enemy assault developed, he was forced to pull back from the pressure of spearheading armor. Two of our tanks were brought up. Their shots were ineffective because of the terrain until Sergeant Hawk, despite his wound, boldly climbed to an exposed position on a knoll where, unmoved by the fusillades of enemy, he became a human aiming stake for destroyers. Realizing that his shouted fire directions could not be heard above the noise of battle, he ran back to the destroyers through a concentration of bullets and shrapnel to correct the range. He returned to his exposed position, repeating this performance until two of the tanks were knocked out and a third driven off. Still at great risk, he continued to direct the destroyer's fire into the Germans' wooded position until the enemy came out and surrendered. Sergeant Hawk's fearless initiative and heroic conduct, even while suffering from a painful wound, was in large measure responsible for crushing two desperate attempts of the enemy to escape from the Filet's Pocket and for taking more than 500 prisoners. How about that? An aiming stake may be confusing for some. Just know that we have these in mortars. You know, I was a mortarman. I was in the infantry, and they made me a mortarman. When you join the infantry, at least back when I joined, I don't know if it's still this way, you didn't get to pick what your specific MOS, what your specific job was in the infantry. You just joined in the infantry, and then they put you wherever they wanted you. Well, they made me a mortarman. We used aiming stakes. And no, I'm not going to bore you with all the nerdy details on it. Just know that there's stakes you put out in front of the mortar. Okay, so just a white stake, think 4 or 5 feet tall, a white stake stuck in the ground, putting out in front of the mortar. And what happens is the mortar itself, it has a sight on it. I had a 60 millimeter mortar. It has a sight on it. What are you looking at? Because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time with mortar fire, it's indirect fire, meaning I can't see who the enemy is. He's over a hill or he's somewhere there. So fire is called in. Someone who can see calls in the fire, and then adjustments are made. And what you aim at, what you go off, is the stakes that are out in front of you. You make the adjustments. I adjust the weapon looking at the stake in front of me. And you understand? That's what an aiming stake is. To be a human aiming stake would be a very, very, very dangerous bit of business. A very dangerous bit of business, and that is a very brave man right there. All right. Now, we need to get to the Secret Service talk. You should know, though, just one final word on Dome. Well, probably not the final word, but another word on Dome. Another way you can tell that she's the chosen one for the system. She just shattered a record in 24 hours of fundraising dollars. Over $80 million raised in 24 hours. How does that happen? Well, obviously, it's not Dome's winning personality. It's not like she was burning up the phones calling all these people. Did she call some? Of course she did. How did that happen? Well, it happened because all that money was ready to go, prepped and ready to go as soon as Joe left. And that was part of the conversation as well. That's how you know she's been chosen. Don't listen to anybody who says it's up in the air. And look, I understand there are people who are at least saying this, and it's not a stupid thought, it's just incorrect. There are people saying she's on a trial run herself. She has to get the poll numbers better or what? Listen, we are 3 months from the election. You realize that? 3 months. For 3 months and change, I realize that. But August, September, October, then there's the election. There are four people in the United States of America, by my count, who have a presidential campaign set up to run. Michelle Obama, courtesy of Joe, or courtesy of Barack, she's not running. Hillary Clinton, because she's done it many times before. Gavin Newsom, because he was preparing for this. And Kamala Harris. Newsom has already come out and backed Kamala Harris. Hillary's not running. Michelle has announced she's not running unless she changes her mind, which, as we talked about, they do. It's going to be Kamala Harris because there's no longer time to switch again. She's the one. That's it. That's what she's got. That's what they've got. And what they have is a real problem on their hands. I'll just one more word on that, and then we'll dig into all this Secret Service stuff, and then I'll get to emails and other things. But first, let's get to this. MyPillow has amazing stuff. I know this, you know this. But amazing things, they cost, don't they? And that's why I bring you the new sales whenever MyPillow has a new sale. You know the brand new, the premium MyPillow? For a limited time, you can get a queen size for $19.98. I only sleep on MyPillows. We have MyPillow. Everyone, my boys insist on them now at this point in time. It's just, I don't know what that fill is they put in there. It changes you. And it doesn't matter what kind of a sleeper you are. On your back, on your stomach, on your side. They have the right fit for you. And it's not the only thing on sale right now. Six-piece towel sets, $25. You know, the bed sheets you've heard me scream about over and over again, the greatest ever, they're $25. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Oh, it's so good to be back. You can email me, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I don't care what it is. Send me an email. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can podcast it. It's easy. It's free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. One more word on Dome, because then it's time to talk about this Secret Service stuff. And in fact, I should probably tell you the plane bathroom story, too. I don't want to. I know, Chris, I don't want to. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to. One more word on Dome. Have you ever heard of imposter syndrome? I could say right now that it's a real thing, but what's a real thing? It's something a bunch of shrinks have decided is a real thing, so it is what it is, but imposter syndrome? You know that montage of Dome laughing that we play from time to time? Oh, gosh. Okay. I can't take it anymore. You know what that is, right? That's nervous laughter. Here's a story for you. This is not my scoop. This is a different, someone else came up with this, but it's a true story. Do you know this? Kamala Harris, she was scheduled to have a big fancy fundraising dinner, and she was so nervous because Joe Biden wasn't going to be there. She was so nervous about heading up this dinner that her staffers set up a rehearsal dinner with staffers sitting there pretending to be the big shots so she could talk to them. Kamala Harris has imposter syndrome in the worst possible way. She's never been vetted. She sailed through California politics. She got her start because of Willie Brown, and you know the background on that story. And from there, she sailed through California politics, really without ever being vetted or torn up or anything like that, because she was the, I don't know what she is. She used to claim to be an Indian American. Now she claims black. It doesn't matter, but she was a minority Democrat woman, and that's basically royalty in California. And so they just kind of gave her everything without destroying her. And being a minority Democrat woman, that's what got her VP. But she's not ready for prime time. And you know who knows that better than anyone else? Her. She's not ready for prime time. You ever been given a job? You don't know how to do it? I have many, many times in my life. One, because my dad thought that was hilarious, but I have many, many times in my life. And that's a bad feeling, isn't it? You ever had to do something and you don't know what you're doing? You don't know how to do it? That's where she's at. She has imposter syndrome bad. All right, now I'm going to tell you, I just want to get this airplane bathroom story out of the way first. And I know it's not a story I should tell, but I feel like I owe you honesty. And I feel like my suffering generally brings you joy, which doesn't speak highly of you, but it generally brings you joy. So here it is. You know how I had to fly to Milwaukee last week? There, we had a stomach bug going around our house. It was a 24-hour stomach bug. Maybe you've had it. From what I understand, it's been going around the country big time. Wife got it. Kids got it. Eventually, I got it. And it took a different form with whoever got it. But just understand, it was a 24-hour bug. Really, really bad. But after 24 hours, you're going to suffer. Yeah, I don't know which end it's going to come out of, but you're going to suffer for 24 hours, and then you'll come out of it. Okay, not a big deal. Okay, wife gets it. Kids gets it. I never got it. I'm happy about this. I flew to Milwaukee on Monday of last week. Oh, Chris, it gets better. Just stay with me. I am on my way to the airport. I don't pack bags. Or I don't pack bags. I don't check luggage, you should know. Unless it's something like a two-week vacation, I do not check luggage. So I've got two carry-ons. I've got a backpack, a carry-on. I'm totally fine, completely healthy. And I'm sailing through the airport. I'm almost to the gate. And my stomach doesn't feel good. It really, really, really does not feel good. And I don't mean a little bit of discomfort, like a stabbing kind of pain in my lower, lower, lower stomach. Okay, well, you know, everyone who's listened to this show for any length of time understands full well that I do not do public restrooms if it can be avoided. I don't want to sound like a big weenie germaphobe. I really don't, but I've used these restrooms. Fellas, I see how gross you are not washing your hands. People treat public restrooms terribly. They pee all over. I'm just grossed out by the very concept of public restrooms. You've heard this if you've listened to the show before. I don't like it. I'll do it if I absolutely have to, but I'll bend over backwards to avoid using a public restroom for number two purposes. Obviously, I'll go use a urinal whenever. I'm a dude, right? But I don't want to go sit down on a public toilet, okay? So that's the lead up to this. Now, we're getting ready to get on a plane in Houston and fly to Milwaukee. The plane itself, I'm sitting in first class, not to brag, but it's just one of those tiny little planes, don't worry. It's not fancy, where in first class, on one side of the aisle, there's only one seat. And on the other side of the aisle, there's two seats. That's how tiny this plane is. So this is a really, really, really tiny plane. My feeling in my stomach goes away at the gate, so I think I'm probably good to go. Then we board the plane. I will finish my story in just a moment. Before we do that, we're about to talk about emergencies, right? But there are emergencies, and then there are emergencies. You see, having a rough bathroom incident is an emergency. Having no food, well, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? Listen, you see the times we live in. You know the evil people who run the various systems on this planet. Do I need to play this for you? This is Bill Gates. Listen to this.
I'm here in Dubai. This is COP28. Very, very important meeting. The issue of health and climate will be discussed at length. That's never gotten the attention it deserves. The issue of food systems and how with climate change, a lot of farmers aren't able to grow their crops, which is a tragedy.
Go to preparewithjessekelly.com right now and get an emergency food kit. That's my Patriot Supply. They're selling three-month emergency food kits, $200 off. Go now. Don't try to wait until you need it. Buy one, stash it, forget about it, and pray you never need it. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's so good to be back. I'm going to get to the Secret Service stuff in a moment. In case you're just now joining us, I'm relaying something absolutely horrible, devastating that happened to me last week. Quick recap for you. Stomach flu was going through our house, a stomach bug of some kind. I ended up being fine. Wife, kids were bad, but then I got off scot-free. I'm getting on a plane, a very, very tiny plane. A tiny, tiny plane was United from Houston to Milwaukee last week, and the pain hits me as I'm about to get on the plane. Now, you know I'm not going to use the airport bathroom if it can be avoided, so I tough it out. I sit down. It's a couple hours from Houston to Milwaukee, and I'm fine for most of the flight. I do have a couple times the stabbing, searing pain comes back to me, but I'm sitting there, I'm sweating, and I know, look, airplane bathrooms are tiny anyway. This plane, I'm not sure if I can even fit in it. Remember, I'm 6'8". I am 6'8". And I've watched people try to squeeze themselves in and out of this bathroom the whole time. So it's bad. But I'm making it by. I'm making it through. And then we begin our descent. You know how they tell you your descent's 20, 30 minutes? We start our descent. And the pain comes back. Only this pain, it wasn't just visiting. This pain stayed. And it started to hurt really, really, really bad. And now, even if I wanted to get up and use the restroom, which I'm not joking, I'm praying at this point in time. Not that I'm against praying or something like that. I try to pray as much as possible, but I am sitting in my seat praying to myself, please, Lord, let this go away. God, please, I'm asking, please let this go away. This is what I'm doing in my airplane seat. This is how much I'm dreading it. Seatbelt sign is on, so I'm not even allowed to get up, and we are slowly descending into Milwaukee. We finally land in Milwaukee, and I am starting to sweat. That's how much pain I am in. Physical agony in my lower stomach. Okay, that's fine. It's fine. We're going to get there, and I'm just going to have to use the airport bathroom. Just, it's fine. We're already landed. I'm going to make it. We start driving up to the gate. We're on the plane. Plane stops. Okay, why are we stopped? It's another 5 minutes while another plane is getting ready to leave. Then we pull up to where the jetway is, and they begin to pull the jetway out towards the plane. And I'm watching this like a hawk because I need this jetway on the plane, and I need it on the plane right now because I am about to have a problem here on this plane. That is the kind of desperation that I'm in right now. The jetway gets 3 feet from the plane and stops moving. They have mechanical problems. Now they've at least turned off the fasten seatbelt sign because we're stopped. We're not going to move. Everyone has stood up. I have both of my carry-on bags with me, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm going to make it. But the jetway is stopped, and it's not freaking moving. And I'm looking, and I'm trying not to be desperate because you can't be honest in that moment with everybody. It's not like you can start sharing your troubles with everyone around you. You're suffering in silence. It's not like you can yell at the stewardess, "Hey, stewardess, it's about to be a mess back here if they don't hurry up." You're stuck. And it stays stuck. And it stays stuck. And it stays stuck. And I know, I should point out, I know that people recognized me on this flight. Of course, it's a Houston flight. We're going to the Republican convention in Milwaukee. How many people were on that plane who recognized me? So, of course, I'm known at this point. Finally, the stewardess comes on the air. And just in the most pleasant way possible, she says, "Hey, sorry, folks. Looks like they're having a little technical problem with the jetway. They're working on it right now. They said it's not going to be more than 10 or 15 minutes. I don't have 10 or 15 minutes. I just don't have it. Did I clarify that the aisle is full of people? We've all stood up. We've all gotten our bags. And the bathroom is at the front of the plane. Obviously, that's where the line begins. And so I, as casually sounding as humanly possible. Oh yeah, sweating, Chris, sweating. And it was visibly sweating to the point where I would touch my forehead and you could see the shine on my fingers from the sweat. And I still had to try to play it cool. I set my bags down on the chair and I said, "Well, I mean, as long as we're stuck here, I'm going to use the restroom real quick. I have to tell two people to move so I can get by them, go into the airplane bathroom. I sit down. My knees are touching the door. I'm facing the door when I sit down, and my knees are touching the door. And with people 5 inches away, there's a 1-inch door between me and the people. People 5 inches away, I get sick on an airplane bathroom that's so tiny and that people have been using for 2 hours. I don't know that I've ever been this humiliated. And to make it even worse, I'm just sharing my pain with you. To make it even worse, I don't feel like I can finish and then leave the bathroom and face the people who are right outside the door, because it's going to be very obvious. Hey, where did that tall guy go? Didn't he disappear into the bathroom 10 minutes ago? So I had to sit there with my knees buried into the airplane bathroom door. It felt like 90 minutes. I'm sure it was 10 minutes. I had to sit there and listen until everyone had deplaned so I could get up and wash my hands and leave the bathroom with somehow slightly less embarrassment than I had otherwise. It was a living hell. What, Chris? What? Chris, who knows what they thought, right? They might have thought I was doing drugs. You know what? I hope they do think I was doing drugs. It would be better than if they knew the actual truth of what was happening. I've never been more embarrassed. I'm mortified in my life. I'm mortified beyond belief. And the only thing that made this at all worth it was I did get to tell the wife because she was so horrified and embarrassed, it actually made it at least slightly funny. That's what I was going through for you traveling to the convention last week. Now, let's talk about the Secret Service. Let's talk about this hearing today. Because you know what I thought I had earlier? You know how slow government moves, how slow politics moves, how slowly big things happen. They generally don't happen all at once. Isn't it wild how quickly things began to move as soon as that bullet missed Donald Trump? As soon as the bullet missed Donald Trump, then a bunch of things got put into motion. That is funny, isn't it? And one of the many things Kim Cheadle, head of the Secret Service, said today, one of the many things she dropped was this little nugget.
Does the Secret Service routinely record communications between and amongst detail?
Radio communications?
Any communication.
Well, email communications are captured, as well as text messages. And then, depending on the detail, radio communications are recorded.
Does the Secret Service have recorded communications from the July 13th event?
We do not have radio communications from that day.
I'm sorry, what did you just say? They don't have radio communications from this day? We have multiple congressmen, elected people now saying they believe there was at least one other person involved. Congressman Burchett today of Tennessee told me this 20-year-old has three overseas accounts. Now, I did not get clarification that they were bank accounts. I guess I should have asked that, but overseas accounts of some kind. The radio communication was lost. Let's have a chat about that, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Secret Service in a moment. Before we do that, let's chat about your chatting. I'm talking about your talk on the phone, your text messaging. Who's your cell phone company? You see, we are choosing, we're making choices on behalf of our culture when we spend our money. Now that businesses have decided to get involved, now we have to get involved back. You should have Pure Talk. That should be your cell phone provider. More specifically, you should not have Verizon or AT&T or friggin' T-Mobile. Gosh, T-Mobile might be the worst. And that's, look, I'm not pointing fingers. That's the one I had before I switched. When you switch to Pure Talk, you support a company that shares your values. You're not going to sacrifice a thing. They're on the same 5G network. You keep your friggin' phone. You keep your phone number. This is a company that loves you, that loves this country. Their CEO fought for it. And it takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch and you'll save a pile of money. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And I am really excited to dig into this, and I am getting really, really creeped out the more I learn about this Trump assassination attempt. And this is not something we can allow them to gloss over. We can't allow them to move on. The system really, really, really wants us to move on from the fact that Donald Trump was 2 inches away from having his brains blown all over the stage in Pennsylvania. That is not something we're going to move on from. And I'm sorry, you'd have to be Stevie Wonder not to see how quickly things moved the second that bullet missed. The bullet missed, and what do you know? 5 seconds later, Joe's got COVID. Oh, Joe's out. Looks like Kamala Harris is a candidate. $80 million. Everything's lined up behind her. Sorry, it's looking very neat. And no, I don't know anything. But no, I haven't ruled out a single thing. Especially when I hear a lot of this testimony today. This is Andy Biggs questioning Kim Cheadle.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
Excuse me? Okay, there's that. Of course, she did this thing all day long today.
The Secret Service's solemn mission is to protect our nation's leaders. On July 13th, we failed. As a director of the United States Secret Service, I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency.
I take full responsibility, but then says this.
You think you are the best person in the country to head the Secret Service?
I think that I am the best person to lead the Secret Service at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've talked about that before. We'll come back to that. I'm gonna come to this here. Listen to this.
The shooter began shooting at 6:11 p.m. Eastern on July 13th. NBC reported that at 5:51 p.m., 20 minutes before the shooting began, the state police informed the Secret Service of their concern. Now, the rally was not paused at that point, correct?
No.
Just 2 minutes.
I need to pause on this for a second. I'm going to do this a couple times because I'm going to explain a couple things for you. When it comes to Secret Service, protective detail, presidents, all these things, they don't ever just kind of chance it. Meaning, if Joe Biden's going to speak, if Donald Trump's going to speak, and they identify a person of interest in the crowd, they will go put their hands on that person. They will put eyes and hands on that person. They'll usually take them away for interrogation before anybody, Biden, Trump, whoever it is allowed out on the stage. You, me, we don't always see it as that because they don't make an announcement, but half the time when there's a, hey, where's Joe Biden? Why is he 10 minutes late? Well, half the time it's because there was a security reason. They put a stop on everything. Everything stops. Let's figure it out because they cannot afford to fail. That's normal protocol on these things. One failure and it's all over. So you don't ever take that chance. They identified this guy 20 minutes before and they allowed Donald Trump to walk out on that stage anyway. I'll let it go on.
Later at 5:53 p.m., the Secret Service notified its snipers about the gunman. The rally wasn't paused at that point either, correct?
They identified the gunman, and the snipers identified the gunman, and they still, nobody went to Trump and said, hey, give us 10 minutes if you don't mind. Nobody stopped it at all? Okay.
No.
Let me show you some video footage by rally goers. If you could play the video on the screen up here. This was taken 2 minutes before the shooting started. If you could turn up the volume.
We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's not.
We have people that
right here. Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it happened.
He went right on the roof again.
Up here.
And the rally wasn't paused at that point either, correct?
I can tell you, as I stated earlier, sir, that the moment that the shift surrounding the president were aware of an actual threat.
That's a threat right there. The guy's on the roof and everybody's yelling at him.
Yes.
And directing the officer's attention to him. The rally was not paused at that point, correct?
We are currently still combing through communications and when communications were passed.
Well, I can point you to this communication. It's 2 minutes before the shots started ringing out. Director Cheadle, yes or no? Was there ever a moment where the Secret Service actually considered pausing the rally?
The Secret Service would have paused the rally had they known or been
told
there
was no.
an actual threat.
The answer is no, correct?
I can speak to you in generalities.
No, I don't want generalities,
I
want specifics.
The
answer is no, you did not consider pausing the rally.
Why didn't they consider pausing the rally? I just told you how it's done. That is standard. Honestly, here's the truth. If there's a balloon pop someone cooks off a firecracker, which has been done many times at these things because kids think it's funny or people think it's hilarious to cook one of these things off. If these things happen, things are stopped, things are paused, and they're investigated. This is the former president of the United States of America, the man who was at the time about to become the Republican nominee. This is a man who was threatened all day, every day with his life. Nobody stopped anything? Nobody stopped anything? Even the snipers identified him, and no one stopped Donald Trump from walking out on that stage. I'll play you a couple other things, and then I'll play you my thoughts on all this, because I have a few thoughts rattling around my head. And look, we're just going to talk. It's just you and me, all right? Before we do that, I want to talk to you about pain. Back pain is, I don't know if it's the worst, but it's got to be up there. I used to have it all the time when I was little. But just nagging freaking pain sucks the life out of you, doesn't it? It's what it does. It drains your life. You're in a bad mood. You don't sleep. And we've lied to ourselves that we have to live with it or that we have to give things up. Well, I don't want to go on a long walk anymore. My knee hurts all the time. Have you made these decisions? Don't give up things that make your life better without trying Relief Factor. Relief Factor is drug-free. It helps your body fight pain naturally because it's drug-free. You take it every single day. It builds up in your system. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how that pain feels. If you're in the same amount of pain, don't you dare order anymore. If you feel better, even pain-free, well, you know the number to call. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. All right? We still have an hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.